Hey everybody, Mother Turtle here on this glorious Sunday afternoon. I am just back from Unifier Festival, where all I can say is beauty happened. I had a really great class, Healing the Stories We Tell Ourselves with Mother Turtle. There was about, I actually don't know, I stopped counting at 50, so there was over 50 beautiful participants. We went deep, but we came back up again and we sang our song. Oh my goodness. I don't know what I'm checking in about today. I just felt like talking about Unifier, Jason Cohen's creation. It's a beautiful healing, arts, and transformational festival held in Western Massachusetts. And it's just, it's all about us coming together and realizing that we are the change, that it starts with us, that we can heal and we can grow and we can give our beautiful gifts to others so that they find their way to their healing and to their growth. So I commend Jason for doing such a great job and having such a beautiful vision, as does my sister, Elisa Starkweather, who does Daughter of the Earth Gathering, which is coming up this next weekend, where the women will be coming together to counsel about those things that really need our attention at this time in the world. So if you're one of those women who think about what you can possibly do to help create a better planet, for ourselves and for our children and for those generations who came before us and who are coming after us. So we do this because it's, I mean, I'm talking for myself. I do this work of healing the stories we tell ourselves because I held so many stories that really hurt my spirit more than it uplifted my spirit. So when I noticed that imbalance, I started to look at what I was telling myself, and I found a lot of what I was saying was not true. Because as you search back into in shadow work, they call it tracking. So if you track back, you know, you track yourself, your experience, your life experience, and you go back and you look at, where did that story begin? How did I come up with this story? When did I get this perspective? You know, how did I learn to perceive in this way? And a lot of times you'll find just the answer to that, where it came from. And being that we are so, I guess as children, we are so impressionable that we hold on to the beliefs and the things that we experienced and were told, and just all of that gets processed by our child's mind. And as we grow older, and if we could start looking at ourselves, and one clue for me, like if I start talking about somebody else, it's a clue. It's the kind of the alarm clock ringing saying, hey, where are you at right now? And then I can check in with myself and where am I at right now? Oh, you know what? I'm feeling kind of anxious or a little stressed, or I'm not exactly in my, you know, that high vibration, you know, that brings me such wonderful experiences. And so I'm choosing these days to look at the stories and to hear the stories that I tell myself so that I can always ride in that higher vibration of my, you know, myself, and so that I can also be a light for others. I mean, we carry such tremendous light, each and every one of us. Some of our lights have gotten dim, and it's because we're believing stories that are telling us that we are that dim light, or we're hiding, or I mean, there's a multitude of reasons why we keep ourselves small. Because if we're big and we come out in our bigness, this is me and I have all of this to give, you know, people turn around and say, well, who are you, right? And that scares us, that someone would judge us, that someone would take us down even, you know. And I like to think now that, one, I don't know, the beautiful thing about, first of all, there's lots of paradigms that need to be shifted. There's lots of these beliefs that have permeated our existence on this planet that really need to be reevaluated, and some of them completely left behind. So what I'm thinking about in that moment was, what was I thinking about? Oh, yes. See, it comes back. Thank you. We learn to, you know, think through the media and maybe through our own, you know, parents' belief and the people around us, what we experience them, how they behave. You know, we're taught to not appreciate age, that as we age, we go downhill. So, you know, they say, you're over 50, it's all downhill from there. Well, excuse me. I beg to differ, because I am more me than ever I have been before. I am 52 years old now, and what I know is that I don't really think about what other people think about me anymore. And that has granted me a freedom that I have so wanted most all of my life. Because at some point, you're going to realize who you are. And when you look at who you are and you truly know, you know that divine essence within you, that beautiful being that you are and can be, no matter where you have come from, because what is here right now is a blessing, and you're aware of it, and you're grateful for it, and you're attracting more of it. And that's what I want. That's what I want everyone to know. When we start looking at our stories and we start choosing the stories that serve us, that actually lift us up, encourage us, inspire us to do that which we find pleasure in, to do that which we grow from, to do that which brings us joy. And in us having that joy, we bring that to others. Even if we're not trying to bring it to others, we emanate it. And you'll notice as you start to raise your vibration, and I use this word vibration because we're live organisms, as is all that grows from the earth here and flies above it. And okay, I need to take a breath. You take a breath too. Come on, let's do it together. My grandmother used to say, she used to tell me, Marcia, whatever you do, love to do it. And then she would quickly ask me to sweep the floor, go to the store for the third or fifth time that day, or to wash the dishes, or help her do something. And I used to laugh and I was like, oh, grandma, okay. So I would stop doing whatever I was doing and I would do whatever grandma asked. And what I thought then is like, oh, well, she just wants me to do this. And so, she needs it to be done, so I'll go do it. And I would do anything for my grandmother, Maddie Poole. She was the light of my life. And so, but now, and as I've grown and I've heard that phrase said over and over in my head for many, many years, even past her leaving this realm, I realized that the deeper meaning of her saying, whatever you do, love to do it, was more about, if you have something to do, no matter what it is, do that something with love. Do it with love. And with that, I'll leave you today. This is Mother Turtle. See you next time. Together we're creating a world unafraid of feeling. We're initiating healing. Rise up, rise up, rise up. Rise up, rise up, rise up. Rise up, rise up, rise up.